this January. NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Cries of glee as an impromptu snowball fight breaks out in Washington, D.C. after a massive winter storm swept across large parts of the United States on Sunday, bringing heavy snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to southern and eastern states. Calling the storm historic, U.S. President Donald Trump approved weather emergencies in 17 states and the District of Columbia over the weekend. Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker says the emergency declaration will remain in place for as long as dangerous conditions continue, urging residents to stay off the roads.
The city remains under a snow emergency that began at 9 p.m. last night. As of this moment, there is no update on when we anticipate lifting those restrictions, as we still have more hours of precipitation to navigate and to clear.
More than a million people were without power across impacted areas on Sunday, including at least 330,000 in Tennessee and over 100,000 each in Mississippi and Louisiana. The intense storm has caused at least 11,000 flight cancellations and more than 13,000 delays, with airports in Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, North Carolina, New York, and New Jersey especially hard hit. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state is bracing for the longest cold stretch and highest snow totals it's seen in years, with parts of New York City already under 11 inches of snow.
This is certainly the coldest weather we've seen, the coldest winter storm we've seen in years, and truly New York State is locked into a grip here. An Arctic siege has taken over our state and many other states across the nation. And the snowstorm we've been expecting is now underway, but it is brutal, it is bone-chilling, and it is dangerous.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani reported before the snow had even begun to fall, at least five New Yorkers had died, likely as a result of the cold. He said while their causes of death had not been confirmed, his administration was working to ensure all those who are vulnerable to extreme weather have shelter and warmth.
We have sufficient resources to shelter every New Yorker in the city, and our teams are scouring the streets providing outreach. Our administration has opened 10 warming centers in school buildings across the city, two in each borough, and they will be operational through at least tomorrow evening. Full food will be provided at each of these sites.
Mayor Mamdani also announced schools would be closed and classes held virtually on Monday.
Due to extreme weather conditions, tomorrow will be a remote school day. There will be no in-person instruction. All after-school programs, adult education, and school-based programming has been canceled. And I know that this may disappoint some students, so if you do see me, feel free to throw a snowball at me.
While the streets might be quieter than usual, the weather hasn't stopped all New Yorkers from venturing out.
Everybody's out. I got up this morning. I went to go get a bagel, New York bagel. But this is really crazy. I can barely even see. I was thinking I need to bring some, like, goggles or something.
Others welcoming the novelty of seeing their city blanketed in deep snow.
Oh, I love it. We don't get so many of them in New York, so I just had to come out and enjoy the barrenness of it, I guess.
Yeah.
The beauty, it's great.
1,000 kilometers south of New York, residents of Charlotte in North Carolina are also enjoying the rare heavy snowfall.
Work's canceled tonight, so I'm going to be at home tonight. Hopefully the power won't go out, but it's about time it snowed here. We didn't get a white Christmas, but we got a white January.
But the National Weather Service has urged caution, warning the storm is expected to continue to bring dangerous conditions to large swathes of the country in coming days. Heavy snow is forecast from the Ohio Valley in the northeast, including up to 18 inches in New England, and much of the southeast and parts of the mid-Atlantic are expected to experience heavy rain and ice. Forecasters are predicting the snowfall and ice to be followed by bitterly cold temperatures and dangerously cold wind chills, which could bring prolonged hazards and disruptions to travel and infrastructure. The advice to many is to hunker down and prepare for several days of wild conditions and likely further power outages. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.